Welcome to Your Multidimensional Journey. I am Tracy Cambera, and today's topic is time is speeding up. No, it's dissolving. And by the way, so is space. So time and space are 3D constructs that we needed to utilize because if we did not have time and space, the first negative thought, we'd blow up. So basically, that's it. We would destroy ourselves or destroy this planet pretty quickly because humans in this density have a lot of negative thoughts, a lot of negative emotions, and also some really negative behaviors. So we agreed as souls to time and space in order to have the environment to experience these emotions, to experience our emotional range. Well, time has been speeding up for quite a while, but with the recent solar eclipse, we're finding that time has really sped up. And not only that, but we're kind of wafting in and out of timelines. So with time speeding up, it becomes very necessary to watch what we say, to reframe our thoughts, because as time is much faster now, so are our manifestations. So you will find that if you get yourself in a mood, which we all do from time to time, that the negativity you're feeling will compound because the universe is delivering it much more quickly than ever before, just like the higher vibrations, the higher feelings. So when you're happy, more great things come to you. So with this realization that time has sped up, it is in essence dissolving, then how we think, how we feel, and how we behave becomes far more important than ever before. So I always tell my clients, just cancel it and reframe it. So how do you cancel and reframe it? Well, start with awareness. Now, with great awareness, we would catch it as it's a thought in our mind and reframe it then. But many of us, that doesn't happen. I know for me, I can have my ego mind focused on negative things for a number of minutes. Sometimes it's 1 minute, sometimes it's a half an hour before I catch myself. It's training your mind not to wander, and meditation helps with that. Even guided meditation, walking meditation, it doesn't have to be sit in silence. Use the tools in your toolkit. Start paying more attention to your mind and your thoughts so they don't wander. So when you step into more consciousness and fuller awareness, you will catch your thoughts. And even at the thought level, it's like, okay, I don't want to be thinking this. I don't want to be feeling this. I know I can create better feeling things. I can create higher things. So you automatically reframe it. Now, if you want to say cancel, cancel, I have a friend that used to do that, cancel, cancel, cancel. And then she'd reframe it. But oftentimes when I'm talking with friends or clients, I'll say the same thing. Well, how about we reframe that more positively? It's not, I hate this. It's, I would rather have that. You don't have to say, I don't care for this. I hate this. This is wrong. I don't want to be here. You don't have to say any of that. All you say is, I'd rather be there. I would rather have this. I invite in this. I welcome this. So we've got dogs, and my little guy obviously got into something yesterday and has been pottying in the house. He's very, very old. And last night and this morning, no matter how many times I take him out, he's having accidents. And frankly, it pisses me off. And so I start thinking, I do not want to do this. What is wrong with you? You know, why are you doing this to me? I'm busy this morning. You know, your ego mind just goes nuts. The minute I start thinking that, I'm like, whoa, okay, I'm spiraling down. Yeah, I prefer to spiral up. So I look at him and I put myself in more love and compassion and go, okay, buddy, you clearly got into something and it's moving through you. And I hope you feel better soon. And I know that I have to pay more attention to him today. Don't let him out of my sight because every time I do, he has an accident and I have to clean it up. Yeah, that's not fun. And so I just reframe it because the ego mind wants to indulge in the negative. you know, the wallow in the mud puddle. That's part of being human, the human experience. Well, as time is dissolving, we are moving from human experience into light body experience. And that's a long journey. I mean, I'm just going to say it right now. It's a long journey because even in 5D, we are still far more physical than light body. We're moving into the light body, which means we are more energetic beings than physical, and we experience things more energetically, more positively. We are more sensitive to energy and frequency, but we still have physical bodies for several dimensions. I don't see physical bodies turning into pure streams of consciousness until like eighth, ninth dimension, sometimes 10th dimension. It depends on the council or collective I'm speaking with. Every being is different. As long as we are physical, we are going to have an ego mind and, well, it's going to run away with our thoughts. It's just going to. So for us, it's a matter of reining in the ego mind, bringing your awareness to the forefront so that you're paying attention to your thoughts and your feelings. And as soon as you realize they're not the highest you can be, shift them, reframe them. Say new thoughts in your head. Tell yourself what you want to feel. I invite in more happiness. You know, for me with the dog this morning, I was really annoyed. And instead, I'm like, nope, I'm moving into love and compassion. So with love and compassion, I will choose different thoughts and choose different actions. So being very, very aware and catching yourself. Sometimes we do just want to wallow in it. It's like today just sucks and I don't want to be happy. I just want to eat chocolate all day because this sucks and I can't believe it happened to me. That does you no good. It keeps you in the lower frequency. And again, with time speeding up, manifestations being more immediate, the more you wallow, the more you are attracting dense, negative situations to you. And it's the faster it comes to you also, not just the more, but the faster it snowballs. So on a positive note, with space and time dissolving and our outer reality changing more strongly and more quickly, that means we can create our dreams faster and better than ever before. This is part of the ascension journey, part of the ascension process. Now, we are still in physicality, so as we ascend, what we're doing is ascending our awareness and consciousness into a higher state of being, which means we have to pay attention to our feelings and our thoughts and see that we are creating our outer reality with them. So how do we use dissolving time and space to affect our reality? Intention. I already talked about awareness and consciousness. Now it's intention. Spend time and energy every day setting your intentions. Write them down. Speak them aloud. Put post-it notes everywhere. But set your intentions and revisit them often. Keep reminding yourself, this is the path that I'm on. This is where I'm headed. This is what I've invited in, and it is showing up. So get really clear on your intentions for every aspect of your life. Love and romance, home, family, career, financial abundance, health and body. Set your intentions clearly. Revisit them all the time. And know that the universe is behind the scenes creating them. And what happens when we hold these intentions? Well, remember, the universe gives you what you are, not what you want. So as you focus on these intentions and you feel the possibility of living in this reality, living in these creations, you invite it in, you welcome it, you know it is possible, you start living there. And living there in your inner reality, well, your inner reality creates your outer reality. In your inner world, through your intentions, through your sensing and knowing and feeling, the outer world has to match. So when positive stuff starts happening, you tell yourself, yep, I manifested this because this is my life. So this is happening. I am getting more abundant. I am getting healthier because this is happening. And when negative things show up, because remember, you want to change your outer reality. Well, sometimes you got to take a long cut and it becomes the shortcut. So you want more love? You cut out the old relationship to make room for the new relationship. You have to cut out foods you like to become healthier. So sometimes we will have negative things happen. That's where I say, thank you, universe, because I am so set in my intentions and I know the timeline I'm on. And I know my outer reality is starting to match my inner beliefs of love and health and wealth and success and happiness and joy and all that good stuff. When something negative happens and I feel like I'm on a detour or what the heck is this? Why did this happen? You don't say, why did this happen? You say, thank you, universe. Clearly, you are clearing out and releasing any impediments to get me to this goal, to this new reality that I am on the journey towards. I'm going to this destination. So if there's construction on the road and I have to take a detour, then clearly it is for my highest good because the universe is taking me to my new reality. So I am going to enjoy the detour. I am going to make myself find good things about the detour. I'm going to know deep in my heart that this detour was necessary and it benefits me. And that's how I get back on track on my manifestation journey to this new outer reality. So I will sum it up by telling you that with time and space dissolving, and in every dimension, it dissolves more and more until it no longer exists and everything is instant and everything is multidimensional. You are choosing red and blue and green and purple and experiencing them all at the same time. That's for another show. But right now, we're choosing purple and we are on the journey towards purple. So hold your intention, keep your awareness open, your consciousness open, focus on your new reality, who you truly are, who you are creating yourself to be. Again, love, health, wealth, happiness, all of it. Focus on that. Stay aware. Know that your manifestations are coming stronger and faster every day this year, and even faster next year and the years beyond, because time and space is dissolving. So use your tools. Stay aware. Thank you, universe. I know this is for my benefit. Keep practicing. It will become your normal. And one last thing, if you fall out, if you fall in a mud puddle, if you listen to a couple of podcasts ago, right after the solar eclipse, I had a death in the family, and it's been a week and it's still extremely difficult. And I'm pretty far from my mother. So it's been really difficult when I can't help her and what she's going through. And so I've been falling off my positivity pedestal a lot in the past week. There was a chocolate day a couple of days ago. And so when you fall off, no judgment, no criticism, no shoulds. It is simply, okay, I did that. Yeah, well, that was a day. Not that was a day wasted, or how could I do that? Or this sucks. It's, ooh, yeah, no, I did that. And today I'm choosing better. Today, I'm choosing happier. Today, I am refocused on my dreams and my goals. I am back in the timeline. I am back on the journey. Detour over. Here we go. So practice that and understand that you are creating your reality. And now you have the opportunity to manifest so much more quickly with time and space dissolving. And as always, your guides, your angels, the archangels are always surrounding you. Your soul always has your highest good at heart. You have so much love and support around you. Know that and remember that and use that. And good luck.